Eric has lived among the Dokofa for centuries, Collins said as if this cleared Eric's name and finalized her argument. You mean he wasn't always one of you, Roan asked. He was not born Dokofa, no, she said cautiously, but he is one of us. You sent him to build friendships with my people, and yet we are at war, Roan said. On the balls of her feet, Cullen turned with a huff, her arms held stiff at her side, ending in balls of fists. Eric has proven his loyalty beyond question, she said. You have demons sleeping in the bowels of your city, Roan said, his voice rising in urgency. Someone is looking to usurp you, and until you find out who it is, everyone is suspect. With a scoff, Cullen gathered her skirts and stomped from the beach, forcing her head down as she made her way back to the mead hall. There are no ships, Cullen! The word slammed into her like a wave, taking her senses and draining her head of blood flow. Suddenly dizzy, she stopped and looked back to Roan and the sea. He waited until she made her way back to the beach, where she had left him. Olaf took everything the Throndirs had, he said. What he did leave them was a couple of fairing of fishing and the few ships out en route. Cullen swayed on her feet. How will we get home? She breathed. Her eyes stared frozen to the distance as if hearing nothing at all. We have to move east, he said. There's a river which will lead us south as far as Viken. From there we can make passage around the mountains through Midgard and take the road to Gunni. Oh! Roan clamped his mouth shut too late as Cullen's temper rebounded. I'll not go to Gunnir, she said before Roan could cringe. I promised the children. They need me. Guldur and Elif are alone, and Eric, you can argue the details once we're in Alfheim. Roan's voice boomed over hers, forcing her to swallow her tongue as he spoke. I want to go home. The raves washed upon the shore as Cullen huffed near tears. Rearing up for the battle, Roan raised his voice to match the sea. We have a raging king on our tails with an eye for your head. The Dvergar are adamant to have you and avenge their kin. We're a fortnight away from home and the only other company you have to look forward to until then, Roan exhaled, is me. What do you propose? Cullen asked, glaring at her new comrade. Peace talks, right now. Cullen scoffed, ignoring the rage that flared in Roan's eyes. All that matters is that we get to Alfheim at all. Once we are there, we can haggle, bicker, and bitch all you want over which city to go to. But for now, the only chance of survival we have is to stick together. Now, you can come along quietly, Roan huffed, or I can fashion up some more rope before we leave. Cullen glanced to the orange light over the distant houses where the mead hall's light glowed. The muted laughter carried over the village, filling everyone with a merriment that matched their warmth. I'll go with you, she said at last, gazing back to Roan. I'll travel and hunt and follow the river to Viken. That's all I ask, Roan said with a nod. We leave at dawn. We can't afford to sit still for too long, and while we're on the road, try not to draw any attention to yourself. Still seething, he turned, leaving Cullen alone on the beach. With the same spitfire she reserved just for him, Cullen called to his back. But my blade will pierce your guts with the first footfall that touches down on Alfheim! Roan flashed her a grin. I can't wait! He said, and marched back to the village.